Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James. I'm joined by our man, Seth.
Good morning.
And we're going to have some fun in this hour. We got some That Ain't Right stories. Good stories of the day all coming up for you. We'll get into our schedule and some local great events. But it's a Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means, everybody. It is time for our Pet of the Week from the Southland County Humane Society. We want to send a big shout out to them and, of course, our good friends at TJ's Auto and Collision Center. We got trucks. Large variety of trucks from a small SUV to a work truck. We've got them all. Stop out today and drive home with a new truck today. Visit our friends over at TJ's 3277 Wisconsin. Wisconsin 73, right in Wisconsin Rapids. We say a good morning to all of them and say a good morning to our friends over at the Southland County Humane Society. Yep. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Good morning, guys.
Good to have you with us, man. How you been?
Thank you. Oh, busy.
Yeah. We're going to get into that. Yeah. Do you want to start there? Or do you want to start with our Pet of the Week? What do you want to do?
Well, we got a couple pets of the week.
All right.
I featured them before. Hmm. One of them, actually, Tick.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Tick has been there 302 days now.
Yeah.
So that's a long time. She's a very sweet dog, really. Mm-hmm. I don't know why she's not been adopted, but she loves to play. Just a nice dog.
Yeah.
So if somebody's looking for a nice dog, come and see Tick.
All right.
Tick is a beautiful mastiff mix, 3 years young, beautiful brindle coat, and one of the greater smiles you're going to see. you have a hard time not smiling if Tick is smiling at you. That's just a very happy face. Beautiful dog. Looking for a forever home.
Yes, and then the second one is Diesel.
Diesel.
That's kind of a sad story. He needs a special home. This is an 8-year-old. He's been back and forth with us a number of times.
Yeah.
Just can't find a home. He's special because he has grade 2 mast cell cancer. So his time here is not known.
Yeah.
Could be
yeah.
short, could be a couple years. So we're looking to see if a special person or home can find it in themselves to take Diesel home. He's a nice dog too. They're all pretty friendly, really.
When I worked at the shelter I worked out in Santa Barbara, one of the things we'd run into sometimes is it's a bit of an older population over there, and a lot of the dogs that they would get were older. And you had some young families come in sometimes, and there was this concern from the parents about taking in an older animal. And the idea of, well, it's an older animal, that how long do we have with it and everything. And when I was just talking to the parents, not the kids, I'd tell them, how long do any of us have?
Correct.
None of this is guaranteed, everybody. I'm not trying to be dramatic here or anything, but as far as if you're looking at it that way, there's no guarantee with any animal or any human being for that matter. So if you are bringing an animal in, right now is what counts. Today is what counts. And if you can bring this animal in and it cheers your family up, your kids enjoy this animal, and you don't have it for as long as you might like, it's the moment that counts. It's the memories that count. The kids aren't necessarily going to remember that you only had the dog for a week. They're going to remember that week. They're going to remember the moments they had with it. And the
correct, yes.
The opportunity as parents to be able to teach our kids, and I'm kind of specifically looking at that type of family here, I know, but we never cannot take an opportunity to teach our kids. And what an amazing lesson there is right here in bringing in an animal that maybe, you know, not everybody wants, but is going to be a great fit for your family. Diesel is that kind of animal. There are so many of these kind of animals out there.
Yep.
They deserve a home. They deserve it. You know, I love to see Diesel go to a good home. I wish it was mine. I'll be honest with you. I really do. I really want to take him in. He's a good dog. And so is Tick. Tick's another good one. Great dog.
Everybody loves puppies. But it's the older dogs or the ones that have a problem or so that
they need the most care. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
They're the ones we'd like to see go out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They sit and look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad. It's kind of sad working out there sometimes.
It can be. I only know a taste of it. I can only imagine. And it's part of why we shout you guys out all the time, why we appreciate the work that you do all the time, why we love to have a feature like this. Even if we didn't have a sponsor, we bring you guys on. We promote our... In years when we didn't have the Pet of the Week, we still promoted the Humane Society like crazy, in part because of not only we love animals around here, but we love you guys. We love the work that you do for our community and appreciate it. I can't... I don't think a lot of us can really relate to what it is like to do that job on a 20 every day kind of basis.
Yes, so, it is every day.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yep. It's an everyday job. Yeah, yeah, and there's no punching in or out either. That's one of those things. Where,
with humans. You all have to eat. You need a place to sleep. You need a home. Yeah. That's exactly true.
Did you have any other pets, or did you have some of the notes for us? I know.
Well, I wanted to just let every your listeners know this is not a typical day, but Tuesday was. Let's say strange. We had 10 dogs and cats come in that were either strays or surrenders.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus, today we're expecting 6 more cats. They were going to come in Tuesday, but we really couldn't because it was a special case. It's, it's 2 females, and one of them had just given birth to 4 kittens. So and the eyes are just open. So we have this is going to require a lot of special care.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And especially with all of the other dogs and cats that came in.
Right.
That's the most I've seen or heard of in, unless you get a hoarding case.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That 10, and
a
all
lot.
Various reasons. Some of them were, one was the owner passed away. They didn't know what to do with the dog. Mm-hmm. So that comes in.
Yeah.
We see that kind of frequently.
Mm-hmm.
People that can't, people that just can't take care of their pet anymore.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
It gets overwhelming in today's world. And
yeah. Understandable.
Dog has to go, or cat.
It's understandable. It's what we ask people to do with these animals when they can't take care of them anymore. And at the same time, it's asking a lot on our humane societies. This is why we need our community so much to have our humane societies back in these situations. And when it comes to things we can do to help.
Yes. And that put us at capacity again for dogs, which is usually this is cat season.
Mm-hmm.
And we can fill up with the cats, which were, I don't know if you want to use the words, we're doing okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But the dogs, sometimes we have to not take the surrenders. We have to tell people we can't. And
that's rough.
Yes, because when you fill up your kennels, you fill them up.
Yeah, nothing you can do about them. Yeah.
That when they come in like that, then people, like I've explained the last couple shows, they don't just go out. You don't bring them in. You know, they have to be checked, medical. You know, see if they're not spay or neutered, you have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, then you get one like Diesel, that has cancer. So there's a lot of pieces of this puzzle that go in. And you're right, James. The staff we have is just phenomenal working with all different kinds of animals.
Really, the versatility they have over there, let alone the empathy that they have, is incredible. It's unparalleled. It's really incredible.
We've had some strange stuff on the weekends, too, just to bring up. One weekend when I had the on-call phone, it was chickens.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Last weekend it was turkeys. So nothing we can do with it, but our wonderful lady that has the on-call phone arranged to get the turkeys back somewhere to get taken care of because they're running around. But, we're not a turkey.
You don't have the facility. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you can't take them. But that is really interesting to hear that you can help with that. That's great. That's good on you guys for being able to do what you can.
Not going to ask for more of that work. She's also placed a stray cow. So.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yes, we get everything. Snakes.
I believe it. Yeah.
So it was kind of a weird things going on.
Any other news and notes now?
A couple things left. We do have a new office manager. Mm-hmm. Her name is Jess.
Yeah.
So if you want, when we're open, stop out and see Jess. Yeah. She's fit right in with our staff. And
good to hear.
She's just doing a great job.
Cool. Very good to hear. Yeah, just say good morning to Jess. And thanks for joining the team, Jess. That's awesome. And
hopefully in the next week or so, we may have our new director of operations.
All right.
We've been working towards that.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
To get up the staff again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that goes a long way, I can only imagine.
So this old guy can take a break.
Yes. We have really enjoyed getting to know you and talking with you, though, sir. We really have. I appreciate you bringing these animals to us, stopping by, hanging out with us for a little bit. Always do appreciate it. We encourage you to reach out to our Southwick County Humane Society. Learn more about Tick and Diesel and so many of the great animals that they have over there. There's also ways that you can help out, even not adopting animals. Yes. Hey, did you want to touch on that?
That was the last thing I had. If you go on our Facebook page, we're with all the animals, we were starting to run short on some supplies. So
Okay.
You check us out. It was basic some cat food, dog food, cat litter. That so you usually give our address and stuff. So
yeah, I'll give you the address in a second. Do encourage you to reach out to the Humane Society and be able to drop these off. If people have items they want to drop them off, call ahead. Should you call ahead first or anything, Tim?
That's usually nice and to ask if the certain things we need or don't need.
Right.
But,
of course, we don't turn people away.
Sure.
Right. We appreciate the community.
We appreciate you guys. And again, appreciate you being in here today. Learn more about these animals and ways you can impact and help your Humane Society. Give them email them at swchs@swchs.com and give them a call, 715-423-0505, 423-0505. Be sure to follow them on Facebook. It's a great follow and a great way to keep up on everything they're doing over there. And stop on by at 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. 3621 64th Street North, Wisconsin Rapids. Thanks again for the time, Tim. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate our friends over at TJ's Auto. They're good people over there, man. They put back into their community. Visit our friends over at TJ's Auto. They got trucks. Large variety of trucks from a small SUV to a work truck. We got them all. Stop in today and drive home with a new truck today over at 3277 Wisconsin 73 right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. And here's Sting talking about stalking somebody. I don't know. I don't.
That's actually true.
I mean, it is kind of true. It is kind of true.
But it's not Sting doing it.
No, it's
the
not
character
Sting.
In the
character.
Song.
It's the character, to be fair. It's the character.
Pretty sure Sting never had to stalk anyone.
No.
Maybe people stalked him, but not the other way around.
It is one of the one of the funniest things to me, especially specifically with 80s romance songs. Like, if you're just listening to, man, it's a really sweet song. It's a lovely song and everything. And you start listening to the lyrics. Wait a minute. What did he say? What's going on in this?
I think he was really taken aback when people started saying it was like such a romantic song. He's like, wait a minute, have you not listened to the lyrics?
That's always interesting to me too. It's not the artist that misses the meaning or whatever or something like that. I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And speaking of art, we're going to get right into it and get into our entertainment section here.
Okay.
And we're going to start off with music. Actually, Linkin Park might be getting back together next year with a new singer. For those that haven't certainly up to date on your new metal or anything like that, Chester Bennington passed away some years ago.
Right.
Incredibly gifted singer. Mm-hmm. Like, whether you like Linkin Park or not or anything like that, and I'm hit or miss with them.
Right.
They're one of those examples I used to have of I'm not a complete homer. They're from Linkin Park, Illinois, and I don't love everything they did. But I love Chester Bennington. Was a big fan of his. Big fan of his vocal talents, his lyrics, a lot of that. So I thought we lost a really good one there. And it seemed like the band itself, really tight band, very close people, very close friends. I can imagine after some time passes, you miss your friends. You miss touring, you miss performing for people and everything. The idea of bringing in a new singer is not, this has been going on since the dawn of bands.
Yes.
And we see it all the time. Van Halen has been doing this quite a bit over the years and brought in, I think, like 5 or 6 different singers over the years.
However long it was,
And now they've even got not Eddie playing lead guitar, his son playing lead guitar.
I know.
That's just wild.
That is wild.
We joked about this yesterday with other bands, a lot of classic rock bands. How many members of Deep Purple how many original members are there are still of Deep Purple? Uriah Heep's still out there touring. I don't know how many original members
can
there
they
are.
Still be considered Uriah? One cares, but
well, the different one little change with this lineup change and everything and bringing in a new singer, they are, it looks like it's going to be a female singer that will be replacing Chester Bennington. Their booking agency is taking offers for tours and possible festival dates, so they must have this all lined up already. But it won't be all the surviving members. Apparently, it's just Mike Shinobi, Dave Farrell, and Brad Delson. There's no word yet who the singer might be or who might step in for their drummer or their DJ. They had a DJ in that band as well.
I didn't realize that,
but I thought that was Mike Shinobi. I thought, or no, he's the rap guy. Or whatever.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So if you're a Linkin Park fan and, you know, you wanted to see them kind of come back or anything like that, might be exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
I do think that even if you don't care about this band or anything like that, I always find this stuff kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah.
How they do this and the super group thing, when that happens, a lot of that stuff. It's interesting. So I wanted to get into this one with you, Seth, but I want everybody to put on their mature hat. Okay, everybody act your age, be adults when it comes to this. We're going to talk about sex, we're going to talk about that.
All the fun in life, James, you know.
Sex scenes in major movies have declined dramatically since 2000. According to a recent study, movie sex is almost down 40%.
Wow.
On the other hand, the number of movies without any sex scenes has gone up from an average of 20% to over 50%.
Wow.
Since 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So what has completely changed this? Where has this gone? Now, for one thing that should be mentioned, the graphicness of some sex scenes has completely changed as well.
Right.
That has become much more bold.
Yeah.
Much more out there, to the point where a lot of movies have been, they've had to make cuts to not get an X rating or an NC-17 rating.
Right.
Some movies have put their name on that. They want to be an NC-17.
Right.
Because that gets eyeballs and, ooh, you know, what's going to happen and everything. One of the most overrated movies I've ever seen is Saltburn, okay? Like, all it is is a kind of a snuff film sort of thing. Like, it's just a bunch of, like, ooh, look what daring thing we'd have our actors do. There's no story really to it or anything.
Lame.
Like, it is lame. It's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
It really is. To each their own, if you like it, that's the way entertainment works.
Yeah.
It's not about what me and Seth like. It's what you like. But I will say, it's not exactly
it's
really
obvious
pushing.
What they're doing. I mean, it's not like they're not saying like we're making great. Well, maybe they are. We're making great art. It's like
nah.
It's very exploitation-y.
But this is fascinating to me about sex scenes because I, for my money, and please call up 715-424-2600 if you disagree. I've lived in this industry for over half my life. I've spent so much time with actors, writers, producers, editors, the sound boy, all of these people. I've talked to my friends and family about movies, TV shows, and everything my whole life. I love talking this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not one time in my life, not once, have I ever heard anybody say, I wish there was a sex scene in this movie, or I'm so glad there was a sex scene in this movie. We're all adults. We know how sex works.
Mm-hmm.
You don't gotta show us.
Yeah, right. Let's go back. Okay, let's go back in the day when you couldn't even hint.
Yeah,
the sensors were so strong that you couldn't even hint at it. You had the kiss. That's as far as you could go. But everyone knew what happened after that kiss.
Yeah, yeah.
We're adults. We can say, oh, we know what they're doing next. Don't need to show it. We know what they're doing, you know?
Movies want, even a sci-fi movie wants to give you reality.
Yeah.
It wants to pull some reality in because that's how you pull audiences in.
Mm-hmm.
You give them something that's relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I identify with the lead man or I identify with the villain or something like that. That's the essence of entertainment. And there was a pushback because you're right. It started that way. And then all of a sudden we started to be able to get away with more in movies.
Yep.
So all of a sudden we got to show this. We got to show that.
Oh, yeah. Because the new free, you know, it's like, oh, great. The gloves are off.
We're
now we can show stuff.
Pushing the envelope. Or
the clothes are off, I guess I should say.
Nice. Nicely done. So that happens. And then, of course, like everything else, there's this tide and flow of things.
Mm-hmm.
We get to the 80s and 90s where a lot of audiences are kind of done with it. And it's kind of been done.
Because it's like everywhere.
And they're pushing the envelope and trying to make Sharon Stone uncomfortable and things like this and everything. And that's what it's all about, making you uncomfortable.
Right.
That's what it is trying to create an emotion out of you and everything. But then there is the idea of telling a story. And in order to tell the story, do you have to show a sex scene?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just, prelude to it? Can you just tease it or something?
Right.
And it comes down to what do audiences want? And overwhelmingly, men, women, young, old, everybody's saying the same thing. We're kind of done with this. We're kind of bored with it.
Mm-hmm.
Most people fast forward or they tune out. Some people, the big danger here for the movie industry, some people just turn it off. and they don't come back. And especially in the streaming age where they're paying attention to that stuff, mm-hmm. everybody. When you fast forward through a movie or something like that, it shows on their mm-hmm. numbers at the end of the day. If you don't go back to something, it shows.
Right.
So they're finally listening, and it does look like this is getting taken out of the industry a lot more.
And I also hope because it's because of the new awareness of what this does to actors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You see us, you know, they're incredibly, just ask any actor who's been in a bedroom scene, a sex scene or anything like that, how awkward it is,
yeah.
how uncomfortable it is, how embarrassing it is. It's just, you know, I think part of it is just, I think a lot of actors are like, no, I don't want to do that anymore. And I don't think they should have to. I mean, they've got, like, now there's intimacy coordinators, which I think yes. they should have had a long time ago.
Yeah. yeah.
Just the whole idea, oh, you're an actor, you can do this. No, they're still human beings.
Yeah. yeah.
I really don't like the idea of having to be put in a very intimate situation, you know, for that thing. And then you've got cameras on you and lights and all this stuff. It makes me feel kind of, if any kind of the sexiness of a sex scene, that takes me out of it, because I'm thinking of, oh, man, these poor actors had to yeah. go through this thing. Yeah.
They're trying so hard to pull you into the movie, mm-hmm. to make you forget that you're watching a movie.
Right.
Every sex scene I've ever seen pulls me out of the movie.
Yeah.
Immediately takes me out of the movie. I've never seen an actor or an actress that I want to see in those situations. I don't understand it. I also understand, too, that it's not about what I want. It's about what the masses, and there mm-hmm. are some people out there that might like those things. But wherever you fall on this, the movie industry, they're usually a day or two behind on this stuff, and they're just now kind of starting to get to the point where,
yes.
oh, you don't want this.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention one of the more important parts of this. You mentioned some of the intimacy coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Me Too movement goes a long way with some
yes.
of these things as well. And then, of course, there is the making it so that, you know, teenagers are not embarrassed around their parents when they're watching a movie and a sex scene comes up.
More importantly, no.
I mean, that may be the most important part of all of this.
How
to
awkward
avoid
it is.
That situation
right.
ever happening right. again. Can we all unify as a country, as a world, and make it so that there is never another teenager that has to sit during an awkward moment with their parents and a sex scene happens on TV?
Good. All those comedy movies that I loathe will stop coming out. Yeah, right. I do want to say one thing, just so people don't think we're like being overly prudish about this.
Yeah.
There are movies that will... That the storyline is talking about sex. And I think it is important in those that kind of movie that, you know, if that's what you're trying to tell about, you know, just being intimate or that kind of thing. Yeah, I think there's a place for it. But that's what it's about. It's not just thrown in there, you yeah. know, like weirdly, you know,
yes.
all of a sudden there's the music and the gauzy thing. And it's like, this feels so weird and thrown in there, you know?
The worst is in action movies.
There
has never, ever been a reason to see Sylvester Stallone in a romantic scene or any other action star for that matter.
No.
None.
No.
In an action movie, the last thing I need to see is that. That's it. I want to see explosions. I want to see this and that. I don't need to see my action lead star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or any of these guys in a romantic scene.
I blame the 90s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
it
yeah.
was. That's where it started. It was
awful. It absolutely did. It is absolutely the 90s fault.
The stupid.
It is our generation,
anyway, sorry.
Thankfully. Let's get to some local theater. First off, I want to congratulate the new cast of Newsies. The Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater production.
Yes.
Disney's Newsies Juniors has been cast. It is going to be directed by Gretchen Powers and have Sue Becker as their musical director.
Awesome.
They've got an amazing cast, a huge
cast.
Dude,
look at that cast.
Holy
oh my gosh.
Cow, that is a cast. that is insane.
That's awesome.
Just a credit to the directors and to the parents and everybody getting involved in this.
Awesomeness.
Great on them, good on them. Every one of these kids is going to be benefited from this. Every one of these kids is going to come off of that stage more complete,
mm-hmm.
having more confidence and so many other things. They're going to have a good time with this one. Enjoy taking this show if you get a chance. The performances are July 11th through the 13th. We'll tell you more about it as we get closer to it.
Yes.
But congratulations to the whole cast. Break a leg, you guys.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to say a big, we're excited. We're so happy for WRCT's main stage finale of Rumors. Join them for Neil Simon's Rumors this Friday, tomorrow, 7 o'clock at the over at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Mm-hmm.
They got performances this Friday and Saturday at 7. Then they're coming back next week, the 9th, 10th, and 11th, 7 o'clock shows. Next Saturday, they will have a 2 o'clock matinee.
All right.
Support local theater, everybody. Mm-hmm. We have talked about this a lot. A little bit later today, Seth and I are actually going to be recording a director's cut with some members from Wausau Community Theater and talk about not only their upcoming season, but them keeping their theater.
Right. What's going on financially with them, yeah.
Yeah, wanted to get into that. That could be us. And it could be any community theater out there. Yeah. So we want to support these theaters. There is so many things that are benefited. Society has benefited from local theaters. We're going to get into that a little bit during Director's Cut today, too. I want to get into that one as well. Help support local theater. And, oh, yeah, by the way, enjoy yourself. Have a damn good time.
It's fun.
It's a great show. This is such a fun show.
It's such a great show.
I get so Jimmy serious on this stuff. I'm so sorry. Enjoy a show. It's a hilarious show.
It is.
It's Neil Simon. If you've seen Rumors 20 times, you haven't seen it like this.
Nope.
You haven't seen it like
this. The magic of live theater.
Mm-hmm. Got some of your favorite WRCT members on that stage. Mm-hmm. Let's help them wrap up a great season. Been a really good
it's
season.
It's been a good season, yeah.
You know something about that. Yeah. You added to that.
Well, speaking, not to be, to my own order.
But you had a groundbreaking show happen this year. That was pretty cool. That was an integral part of the season. We've had some other great shows as well. Let's help them wrap up the season with Rumors and support our local theater. You could do that by going to wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org, or you can get tickets right there at the front desk when you show up at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Yeah.
We will get to our news break. We'll come back and have some in our news break, James. Where's our news? There it is. I had it
somewhere.
I kind of had it set up. Got a news break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Let's go ahead and dive into a new term, Seth.
All right.
Homesteading.
That's not a new term.
Yeah, no, not
heard
exactly.
That before.
Not exactly. But it is becoming a little bit more in the lexicon. It's getting out there a little bit more. Homesteading is the act of living self-sufficiently.
Oh.
This usually means that you grow your own food, raise livestock on land, and possibly produce your own textiles and clothing. Some homesteaders even use solar power to sustain themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Full commitment to all this is impressive, if not overwhelming. Most of us don't want to live fully off the grid, though.
Oh.
But it would be cool to be a little bit more self-sufficient. A lot of people out there, especially with the economy being the way it is, a lot of people doing that. And a lot of the younger generation, this is their thing. We've talked about this before. If my kids were young and I'm getting them ready to go back to school shopping, most of them want to go to a thrift store now. They want to do that kind of thing.
Yep.
They want to get their own clothes and make it their own.
Yep.
They want to be, they care about the environment. They care about the planet.
Exactly.
So there's a lot more of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's a lot of people in my life that I know that have a little garden and they grow their own peas or something like that. So we're seeing more of those things, too. So we're dabbing into this world. I don't know how many people are necessarily diving full, head in.
Right. It's very hard to do it fully. Like food sovereign, I think is what they call it. You do all your own stuff. That's really, really hard. Even back in the day when most people were farming, they still traded with other farms in order to get the goods they didn't necessarily have. Mm. So that's not something new. But having at least a part of something like that, I think it's cool. I think that's really neat. And I like the fact that people are getting more interested in it as we go along here.
Yeah. And it doesn't seem like it's certainly not a fad. It doesn't seem
things
where it's just, it's a random thing and it's going to go away. Some of this stuff, I think, can come across that way sometimes. Not this. So here is a list of ways you can experience homesteading no matter where you live.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was a little kid, they first started doing this the high rise I lived in Chicago. They started putting a garden on top of the high rise. Mm. And I think it's still there to this day. Obviously a different, I've added to it over the years, mm-hmm. and stuff. But I remember when the urban settings just started to become a real big thing. And it's interesting when this happens, where that kind of bled into, rural communities, and you started seeing more of it from there. So here is ways that you can add this to your life. Reduce your waste and footprint. You can compost your kitchen scraps, grass clippings, and old leaves and reuse it in your garden or donate it. Also, you're using eco-friendly reusable bags and switching to homemade cleaning products.
Mm-hmm.
I know a number of people that have done that.
Yep, yeah.
Grow vegetables or herbs in containers on a windowsill. Specifically, sprouts make great additions to salads and meals. There's something really unique about the flavor and the taste of these items, too.
Yeah.
Really add to a meal for you. Mm-hmm. And give you, we're going talking about your own personal smell to your home. can really add a personal touch to your meals.
Right.
Practicing canning. But some vegetables, buy some vegetables and go to work. There's a ton of guides out there about how to do this. And it's a really, a lot of this stuff is becoming hobbies for people,
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not only giving yourself something fun to do, but you're also helping,
right.
your environment. Learn how to sew or make your own clothes. I think that sounds fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I also, I don't worry about my appearance as much.
My mom was a home ec teacher for many years. Mm. And so she would make a lot of clothes at home because she had a sewing machine and stuff like that. And there's something really cool about, making your own clothes that I think is really neat. Now, I also think you need a certain amount of talent to make it look good.
You don't want me. You don't want me doing this. You're like, well, wait, why do I have an extra pant leg?
Yeah.
Why did
three
you
legs.
Make,
what the
I don't know. I got going and I just thought there should be another one. There's no.
I had extra fabric.
Yeah, I would do for poor women out there that have 90% of their clothes don't have pockets. I go too far with it, nothing but pockets.
But pockets all the way
pockets
down.
Pockets all over. Pockets, too many pockets. Learn how to bake from scratch. That's another one.
Ooh, yeah.
Good one.
And fun, too.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like it would be. Take a moment in your day to disconnect from the modern world, turn off your devices, and go take a walk in nature.
That's always good.
Certainly one. Although that gets a little tricky if you're one of those people. I just started doing the whole steps thing.
Oh.
If I'm going to go for a walk, I want to take my phone with me.
Right. You can just keep it in your pocket,
though. Yeah, just keep it in your pocket.
I don't know if I'd walk outside today, but,
today
weather
might
be permitting. Right.
And one other thing that I want to touch on, make sure, is supporting your local farmers and businesses that grow their food organically. This is one of the biggest ways that most communities, big and small, are helping and adding, not only helping the planet, but helping our ag industry, helping our farmers, helping so many that work in the vendor industry.
Mm-hmm. Why, James?
Yes, sir.
You set me up perfectly.
Oh, what's that?
It's like you plan out your shows in some way, shape, or form. I don't want people to think you just throw this together. It's really true. He doesn't. We have a farmer's market.
Yes, we do.
We do. It's year-round now, because right now we've got the market, the Moravian, the winter farmer's mm-hmm. market. I know it doesn't feel like winter out there right now, but for the next couple of weeks through May 18th, they're going to still be at the church in the basement down there. Go check it out every Saturday from 9 to 1. The Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. Check out their Facebook page. You can find out all the vendors that are there. Food trucks have been there the last couple of weeks. In fact, for a while now, we've had some food trucks, which is awesome.
Yeah, that
love
is really
food
cool.
trucks.
Yeah.
And this is going to just get you ready for the downtown farmer's market when that starts, right after they're done with this one. So year-round farmer's market here in Wisconsin Rapids, everybody.
Big thank you to everybody involved over at the Moravian Church that helps mm-hmm. make that happen every Saturday and hosting it.
Yep.
It's a perfect place for it, and especially when you consider as soon as summer comes around, it's
yep.
going to be right there downtown.
And right down the street on First Avenue, yep.
Support your local ag industry, everybody, and support your farmers. If you are a vendor yourself, we mm-hmm. encourage you to reach out to the gang over at the Moravian Church, and they got room for you. WRMoravian.org you can go to and be a part of this. And even if you're not looking necessarily to buy items or get something from the food truck, come on down and check out and some of the great things that are down there.
James, if you would permit me, there's one thing I do want to say here about something that the Moravian Church, speaking of the Moravian Church as the Western District, which is, I was just at the Synod for that. That's what I did this last weekend. So we have what's called an emerging ministry in downtown Milwaukee. It's called the Trickle Bee Cafe. Now, it has now been open for about 8 years, I think. And it's a pay what you can cafe. So if you have no money, but you need a meal, you can go there and not pay anything. If you do have money and you want to check out the great food they have there, you can pay whatever, you know, to help them out as they go along here. It has been amazing. It's been amazing what's happened there. Right now, all their food is vegetarian. In fact, they have what they call a carrot dog, which apparently tastes exactly like a hot dog, which I'm dying to try.
I would try that.
But it's also a space for community. They have the garden in the back. They take food from food banks that they can't, you know, that is getting is they can't use, and they don't want it to go bad. They take it from farmers markets, the fresh produce that they don't sell. They will take all that and they will make it. They have a in the back, people can learn how to be in the food service industry. They can get training to do that.
It's incredible.
It's a community space where people can have events. It's an amazing thing. I want to. I told her about the. It's kind of spearheaded by the Reverend Christy Melby Gibbons, who is a colleague of my of Beth of Beth's, and I'm trying to figure out a way to get her on Matt and Air on Air because it's an amazing. She could speak to it way better than I could, and it's just an absolutely just a remarkable thing of what can be done in situations where there's not the kind of healthy foods. You know, food deserts. We hear about this a lot in downtown Milwaukee. So it's amazing.
That's a really cool program. I've heard about that around the country. I didn't know about this one in particular.
Yeah.
That is very cool.
Yes.
And that is one of those things I'd love to see, you know, locally. I'd like to see things like that in more communities.
Yes.
We need more of those things. Look at the layers of impact that one
it's
shop
amazing.
Makes.
Yes.
That one place can make on a world.
Amazing.
How many lives that can impact. How many futures that can change. That's incredible.
Yeah,
we
met one of those young men. At the synod, he was 19 years old, budding musician. He talked about being at Trickleby, what it's done for his life. It was just heartwarming.
We got our one of our good stories of the day already.
I think so.
we'll come back with a That Ain't Right story and some more good stories of the day and talk local. We'll also talk about our schedule coming up and plenty more. Thanks for that, Seth.
Hey,
that was
no problem.
Really good. We'll be back with more on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you at Locally Grown Radio. We hope the day is treating you good. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today. We're going to get to our schedule, some good stories of the day in a moment. But we have to do a That Ain't Right story, Seth.
And of course we do.
This is an interesting one. A 37-year-old dad in Ohio named Adam is facing charges after he kept calling his son's school to complain that they were giving the kid too much homework.
What?
He called the elementary school over and over in February and in March to say his son had so much homework they didn't have time to hang out. It's kind of sweet, except he was verbally abusive and used vulgar language and acted like a child. He acted younger than his child.
That doesn't bode well for their hanging out.
The school eventually stopped picking up, so Adam called his local police department, and not just once, but 18 times, because they're not busy. They can just sit back and take the call. He kept asking to talk to the chief of police and said things like, I pay your salary. That goes over real well.
Yeah,
people
really,
love hearing that.
Yeah.
Try that
next time.
Yeah, you see a police officer. They told him he could come down to the station and talk in person, but he demanded the chief of police come to his home instead. That didn't happen because they got more important things to do.
They really do.
One of the things that I think that we need more of in society is parents supporting parents. And one of the things I can't stand the most is one parent judging another parent.
Yes.
That being said, as a parent, let me say to this parent, grow up. Like, grow up. Be a parent.
Yeah.
Do your job. And quit bugging people that it isn't their job to do this job. Our police departments are way overbooked, have way more on their plate than they signed up for. This is the last thing they need. This guy is that ain't right story.
Yes.
Your kid's getting too much homework. Did you ask why he's getting so much homework? What is he doing at school? Is he doing any of it in school? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a billion questions you should be asking your child instead of going strictly right to the teachers. The teachers have so much on their plate. They are not paid enough. They are not paid well. Think of the amount of things that try to put yourself in those shoes for a half a darn second. And I hope our school board members are doing this as well.
Yeah.
Unless you are actually a teacher or have come from that industry, you do not know what it's like. And quit acting like you do. You want the best for your kids? Talk to your kids. Start with your kids. Start with looking in the mirror. Be a parent.
The irony is just is flying fast and heavy right here because, first of all, so he's complaining about not being able to hang out with his kid, first of all. Second of all, when he's busy calling the school and the police department, that's valuable time he could be spending with his kid.
Yes, yes.
When you're calling 18 times, yeah. That's a – what?
What part of your brain thinks that the police department should be involved in this? Like, that is maybe the truest the that ain't bizarre. Right part of this story.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, yeah. Quit – just quit acting like children.
Yes, can we – start something here. Can we start not calling the police for everything?
Yeah, yeah.
Can we, you know, like work it out for ourselves and our community first instead of going running to them? Because you're right. It's like running to the, you know, got a thing there. Teacher, hey, teacher, yeah. They did something, blah, 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 blah.
Didn't we used to always like shame tattling?
Yeah, we did.
I don't know. All right. Well, we got a bunch of adults.
I'm not saying
a bunch of tattletales.
Like, if they're committing crimes, you shouldn't report
clearly,
it.
Certainly.
But something like this, I mean, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, get over yourself. Yeah. That ain't right. We need a palate cleanser.
All right.
And we got a great one lined up for you today. We got back-to-back great interviews on Midday Magazine. Join us today at 3 o'clock when our friend Danita Carlson join us, Director of Operations with the Alex C. Dove Foundation. We're going to talk about Dove's Nest and their great event coming up this month. And it is a good one. They got a great event coming up. Hear about that at 3 o'clock today. Then at 3:30, Anna Mitchell, UW-Madison Extension Wood County's Regional Natural Resource Educator, is in with us.
Yep.
Anna is amazing. You want to know more about our pollinators? Join us at 3:30 today. We go through the gamut. You want to, especially if you're curious about why Nomo May is such a big thing around the world and everything. And it is around the world, everybody.
Yes.
We get into that. There's so much great information there in just 20-some minutes with Anna. It's a great conversation.
Good stuff.
Be sure to join us for that. We've got, of course, Bucks basketball on our radio dial tonight. We got at least one more game, everybody.
Game 6, yep.
I believe in this team. I'm all in. Go Bucks.
They really showed something in the last game, I got to say. Without their two top scorers, they did something.
Yeah, they did. Bucks back in action tonight. Our pregame starts up at 5 o'clock. As long as the Bucks are in the playoffs, we'll be covering them right here at WFHR. Got a couple of local events going on, including our good friend Pete Revel and Four on the Floor. Every first and third Thursday of the month, Pete Revel and the gang are over there performing. Encourage you to check them out. This is not only some of the best jazz you'll hear in the area, but some great stories. Pete's a great MC.
Oh, he's hilarious.
It's free admission. Donations accepted for the musicians, of course. And while you're there, check out the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Look at their... Great gift shop.
Yeah.
Some of the most original items you'll see from some of the most original artists. Join us from 2 to 4 today at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center at 2651 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids for Pete Revel and Four on the Floor. Break a leg. Have a good show, you guys.
Yes.
Our friends at Family Natural Foods have a great presentation coming up next Tuesday, May 7th at 5:15. True Grace presentation. Learn about a new Wisconsin brand focused on innovation, whole foods, mushrooms, and quality supplements. Find out more at familynaturalfood.com.
Sorry. I was like, no. Sorry. Speaking of acting like an adult, sorry.
That was great. We encourage you to take in that. And, of course, our friends at the South County YMCA have their senior social, 55 and above, coming up tomorrow.
Woohoo!
That'll be going from 6 to 8:30 over at their Camp Alexander location at 1053 Camp Road in Wisconsin Rapids.
Looks like fun.
It does. Games, raffle, food, bonfire, dancing, music. They're going to have a photo booth. It's going to be a really good time.
Yeah.
If you want to know more, you can find out more by contacting Stephanie at 818-6012, or go ahead and check out their website, swcymca.org, swcymca.org.
Excellent.
Encourage you to do that, everybody. As we've been mentioning, and we'll talk more about tomorrow, the United We Can event's coming up.
Yep.
I want you to get your teams together, find out more about the event, and certainly start collecting food that you can bring to the event and donate to the event.
And build your sculpture.
Yeah, find out more at uwswac.org. Terry John, CEO of Your United Way, will be in with us tomorrow. Ooh. We'll talk more about this then.
Of course.
Want to get to some world good stories.
All right.
There's some big ones out there, some good ones. Chipotle is giving out free burritos to 100,000 healthcare workers for National Nurses Week.
That's not bad.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
That's a good one. A North Carolina man's sister told him she had a dream. He found a bunch of gold, so he bought a lottery ticket and won over $837,000.
Oh.
It is, for those that don't know, it's Brothers and Sisters Day today.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, that adds out an extra meaning for those siblings, I would think. I would think it adds out a little bit more.
I should contact my sister.
Definitely. I'm going to get a hold of my shout out to my brother and sister out there. A 9-year-old kid in Oklahoma named Branson Baker saved his parents over the weekend after a tornado tossed their truck into some trees.
Oh, dear.
He was okay, but they were both seriously hurt. They suffered breaks to their back, neck, ribs, and various other bones, but they're alive and recovering after he sprinted a full mile in the dark to get help.
Wow.
They were close to home, so he said, "Don't die, I will be back." Dear God, that's heartbreaking and beautiful
that
and strong.
Same time. At the,
yeah. Then he ran to a neighbor's house. They got them to him to the hospital. Their family expects to make a full recovery.
Wow.
People are donating at a GoFundMe page for them. You can just type in Branson's Little League team or something like that and
Solid.
Find it on your search engine. But good on everybody for doing that.
Yes.
And a big shout out to you, Branson. Nice job,
yes,
kid.
Yes, good job.
Nice kid. Man,
fabulous.
Going to have a nice Christmas coming up, Branson.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope you're going to have a good Christmas. Like, you got some gifts coming, buddy. You should. That is a true hero right there. Nice work, Branson. And that is a child acting more like an adult than some of the people we've talked about today. Nice job, kid. Nice work.
Tangled webs we weave.
Great show, Seth.
You too, man.
Have a great day, everybody. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.